This is
Hi, Charla. My name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Rogue Credit Union and Brook Communications Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Hi, Rob. I'm doing really well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Got your letter about Ken.
Oh, gosh. I just came from his house, and yeah, thank you for considering us. I appreciate you calling and maybe inquiring about what's going on.
Tell me about him. What's cooking?
So my mom passed away, which of course has caused a lot of us to have kind of a nervous energy and while we're grieving, and I think it's taken a toll on our little family fur baby because he himself has become quite anxious and nervous, and he had stopped eating and was taken into the vet and, of course, has a few medical things that need to be addressed that weren't really getting attention while my mom was sick. And, you know, I'm watching my stepdad feel anxious about caring for, you know, an unhealthy dog just while he's still trying to grieve the loss of his mate. And it's just been hurting my heart in such a way. Like, I'm in Walmart. I'm probably going to start crying about it. So he did take him into the vet, but when he took him into the vet, of course, he could only afford the $35 checkup, you know, try to determine what all was going on and have a game plan going forward. And, you know, it's a heavy burden and a heavy stress for him because financially he's trying to create a game plan with, you know, no means to create a game plan. So it's been hard. And I just went over and checked on him and sputters and you can just tell he looks like now he's in the worst way, and it's really hard to see after we just lost my mom, and now we're like, gosh, we can't lose Spud too.
Right.
It's just been hard, just breaking Kenny's heart because just nothing he can do right now for him other than love him. And
I understand he's got pretty limited income, like very limited.
Extremely limited, to the point that it's just enough to, you know, pay the lot space and the utilities. And after my mom passed, you know, his Social Security was cut in half, and they were already just getting by on, you know, both of their incomes.
Right.
We've cut and trimmed because he's very humble. And so, you know, we've made adjustments where we needed to make adjustments. You know, there's certainly no money in the budget beyond just the basic minimal cost of month-to-month expenses. So.
Mm-hmm. With the finances being cut in half and still being able to keep a roof over your head, that doesn't leave anything for anything else.
And the gas thing is kind of a difficult thing because knowing that he can't afford the gas kind of makes him a little more housebound. So he doesn't even get the respite of trying to go to a friend, you know, have a change of scenery for a day or two. And
Charla, Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program is definitely going to help him out.
I'm inside Walmart. I'm publicly bawling right now because this has just been an answer to a prayer. And thank you. Thank you for considering him.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ken?
Yes.
Ken, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Good.
Ken, I got a letter for you nominating you for Wish Upon a Star.
Really?
Yes. I understand that your wife recently passed away.
Correct.
How you handling that?
I don't know yet. To be honest, you know, I mean, I'm getting to it day to day, but, you know.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. Like 40 years, you know, was kind of attached it to hip, and yeah, it's a struggle. It's f***ing hard.
Yeah, my heart hurts for you, my friend.
Yep.
I understand that your dog, Spud, is a little under the weather.
I guess.
What's going on with him?
Well, he's got some bad teeth, and then he's pawing at his cheek because his teeth hurt, and he ended up scratching his eyes, and they started bleeding, got all infected. Yeah, I got him on a collar now, but yeah, he don't like it. He's getting better.
Good to hear.
He really misses, you know, mom too, so
it's crazy how that stuff can affect pets, especially dogs. Very, very attached to their people, you know, and when one passes on or is gone for on a vacation for a little while, or dramatically affects how they behave and how they act.
Yeah, it does. So.
You know, and he's grieving too right now, you know, and you guys are both hurting together going through this.
Yeah.
Finances, I understand, are pretty tough.
Yep. It's rough.
Yeah.
You know, because it's kind of like, you know, losing half my bank account, you know. We're both getting Social Security, and, you know, yeah, now that's stopped. That's like, you know, half of my income. It's a struggle.
Are you able to keep up with food and necessities, that type of stuff? Or are you kind of having to scrimp pretty bad to make it by?
I've been able to get by with, food stamps. It doesn't buy everything. You know, the toilet paper, the soap, the laundry soap, we don't even want to talk about these crazy gas prices.
They are pretty insane. Granted, they are the lowest now that they've been in quite a long time, which is a plus, but still higher than what we're used to.
They say they're, don't hold your breath too long because they're going to go right back up. So.
Probably. So let's talk a little bit more about Spud. I know he's going to need some more work and stuff. What does that look like for you? Or is that something you're going to be able to swing? Or
I'm not sure what I'm going to do here with that. They want, it could be up to like $900, and it's like, I don't have $900. I don't know where I could get $900. I don't.
Ken, what if I told you I'll take care of that for you?
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Thanks to a partnership with For the Love of Paws here in Roseburg, and with a little help from Red Barn Dispensary, we're going to take care of what Spud needs to get healthy again.
Oh, thank you very much. Wow. That's great. Wow.
I know you're on a very tight budget.
Very tight, yep.
We partner with Douglas County Farmers Co-op, and I've got a big generous gift card for fuel and anything that might be of use to you at the co-op, whether it be some clothing or food for Spud or medications for Spud or whatnot.
Oh,
they have it all
great.
There at the co-op.
Oh, that's super.
We're also going to get a generous gift card to Walmart, so that way you can get food, necessities, that type of stuff, take care of that for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that's great.
We've also partnered with B&D Meats out in Green, and we'll help get that freezer stocked back up a little bit with a nice meat pack.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Wow. Oh, that's super. Oh, man. Can't believe it.
Well, we were just hoping to be able to take kind of a load off your plate for a little bit, so that way maybe you can breathe and relax, take a little time for yourself and grieve, know that Spud's going to be okay and that we're going to get him the help he needs.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.